T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Welcome back to Maggie and Perloff. Been a wild day. We had Rex Chapman on earlier. We will talk to Ian Eagle later. Selection Sunday. I have a scientific approach this year. The bracket is won. Tell people real quick. I'm winning the bracket.
Your scientific approach to the NCAA tournament.
Forget Pomeroy standing. It's Perloff standings, rankings. Tell people how they can find our bracket, by the way.
Oh, for Nick and for the Perloffs?
Yes, I know.
You can go to our social media, at Maggie and Perl.
Yeah.
We have the link there, and we will retweet it right now if you would like to participate. One of our great fans and friends, Nick in Texas, does the Maggie and Perloff unofficial Facebook page called The Perloffs and the Pearl Jam Season 3 Live.
And my NC State Wolfpack are to keep on winning and end up in that tournament. Huge win last night against Duke. It's such an exciting time. There's so much going on, Maggie. We have NFL free agency. We have tournament. We have, I can't wait later to hear scams that are on your mind.
I have, new scams that I want to alert the public to these scams as well. So we'll get to those in just a moment. We have questions about who should be drafting quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Let's get to that. So EJ's going to throw us out a team. We'll tell you, will they draft a quarterback come April? EJ, start us off, sir.
Okay, so let's start with the New York Football Giants. They brought Drew Locke in. A little bit of an interesting reporting coming out that perhaps Drew Locke may have an opportunity to start in New York. So do the Giants draft a quarterback?
Absolutely. I think absolutely the Giants are drafting a quarterback because Daniel Jones and Drew Locke is not the answer. And right now you are drafting sixth overall. And the last time the Giants drafted sixth, they also took a quarterback because they told themselves the lie that all teams say. If we get this right, we will not be picking this high again, and they will fall into that.
Yeah, but that guy's still there and they still want to make that work.
Different regime. Who took Daniel Jones?
I think the Drew Locke trade at $5 million, which is backup money, signifies there's too many quarterbacks in that room. They're not going to have Daniel Jones, Drew Locke, and a rookie all standing there. By the way, two of the best basketball players in the NBA. Drew Locke was a D1 recruit in basketball. Daniel Jones, also a baller. To me, Drew Locke signifies no more quarterback. They can't have three quarterbacks sitting there. Who's going to play?
Daniel Jones doesn't play a lot because he's hurt so often. You don't actually have two quarterbacks. You've got like 1.25 quarterbacks there. And sorry for Tommy DeVito, Tommy Cutlets. I don't think this is shaping up well for him either. I think they are definitely drafting a QB.
All right, let's go to the Denver Broncos. They got rid of Russell Wilson. So now, theory, there's an opening. Do they draft a quarterback?
They definitely draft a quarterback. I love me some Jared Stidham. But I think it's time for Sean Payton, for two reasons, wants to draft a quarterback. A, he needs a quarterback. B, I think he needs to have some time here. He needs to buy some time because it's going to be hard for him to reach the goals that he came in to Denver with, which was obviously a playoff run. If he gets a rookie quarterback, I think that gives him a breath where he can say, I can build this team the way I want it because last year was so bad. I think he thought he was going to go in there and immediately pull some Sean Payton tricks and be elite. Not happening. Draft a quarterback and everyone will say, okay, we'll give you 2 years, Sean.
This is more organizational malpractice from the Denver Broncos that they're so desperate they have to draft a quarterback. So it's not even, do you like a guy? Do you love a guy? You have to. Unless you want to bring in Justin Fields, I don't know who else is out there for you. And again, Stidham.
I like Jared Stidham. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, but that's not what people were promised when you're bringing in Sean Payton. It's not to have Jared Stidham as your quarterback and just be middling in the AFC West. Now you've got to give people a little bit of hope. You've got to give them something to grab onto off of this mess coming off of Russell Wilson. So,
but
to me, you have to do it for the future and for the current vibes, if you will.
It feels like, if I may, Bo Nix seems like, I don't know what a Sean Payton type is, because there's no other Drew Brees. Right. But you think short pocket guy, I think that's Bo Nix in this draft. Or maybe Penix. I'm not sure, because they sit around 12. They're not getting into that top three. I don't think they're going to trade up to that. So, J.J. McCarthy, he's not a Drew Brees type.
Again,
so,
I'm
who is the quarterback?
Desperate times.
But by the way, those mistakes are already made. It's forget the Russell Wilson thing. You screwed that up. It's time to start over. I don't know why they have the same GM.
All right, let's go to Las Vegas. What about them? Do they draft a quarterback? They just acquired Gardner Minshew.
This is a quarterback for me. I don't know if Antonio Pierce was, you know, trying to head fake everybody, so we don't need Band-Aids anymore. I mean, Gardner Minshew would be the ultimate Band-Aid. It's fine. You can have your bridge guy, but the Raiders have to make a move here. And if I'm Davante Adams, I am very interested in what they are doing, because I'm on a Hall of Fame track, and I cannot afford to be wasting years. I know Adams' numbers are still good, even while Aiden O'Connell's throwing to him, but you've got to figure out this situation, or if I'm Davante Adams, I am really upset.
Okay, I agree with you, quarterback, but you're in the second tier here, so it's not like they're top three. You might not get who you want with the Raiders. You might end up with Gardner Minshew there, because first of all, the Raiders, they have a lot of needs. I don't think it's a guaranteed match. I hope they take Michael Penix, because he could get it out to Davante Adams. I'm not as convinced that they're going to do it. I think they should. I do not know what they're going to do, because they're totally unpredictable, Maggie.
Okay, and what about the Dallas Cowboys? We know their quarterback is facing some serious allegations. He's also countersuing or started the suit as well. What do the Dallas Cowboys do, given the questions around Dak Prescott?
They're all in, right? So
allegedly.
What does that mean?
They have a lot of needs. Honestly, they can't stop the run, and they can't run the ball. I think that is everything they do needs to be focused on that. They had no money to spend in free agency, so they have to turn to the draft to fix real holes. Even with that potential salary cap issue and Dak Prescott, everything going on, I think they need to draft a player who can contribute this year.
Can I just go half in on this? I know this is, I think if one of these guys falls into the second round, like if the Michael Penix or one of these guys drafts, it does fall into the second
That's
round.
That's late in the second round, though.
I could see them trading up to try to make a trade to get a quarterback in a second round. I would not be surprised if they did that. And there you go. There are some teams that need some quarterbacks. It's just about a little after, five after. That's when we do five after on Fridays at this time. The top five moments of the week from the Maggie and Perloff Show. Let's hit it.
I got five on it.
It's been a big week on Maggie and Perloff.
Five on it.
Here are the week's top five moments at five after.
All right, Perloff, if we start with number five, this was fresh off the Oscars. I came in on Monday and I said I was always a little giddy when I see Slash, the guitarist from Guns N' Roses, whenever he makes an appearance on TV like he did at the Oscars. EJ, younger than us, I asked, does he know Slash? I said to EJ, I'm like, I don't know, you're a little younger than the rest of us. You know, do you ever get excited when you see Slash? And he goes, Cordell Stewart? Beautiful. The sports fan that you are.
And by the way, you do get excited for Cordell Stewart, as you should.
Yeah, I mean, also, we have the same last name, so of course.
Yeah.
Kindred. Number four, this is, well, we know Pipilotti, a prolific author. Would he write children's books? Pipilotti? Pipilotti's bestsellers, What the Hell's Wrong With You, What's the Matter With You People, and Why the Hell Are We All Here?
Yeah, not.
Very kid-friendly titles there.
Yeah. Has a library ever pre-banned a book?
Yo. It would be a first. Number three, Russell Wilson. Of course, we know is signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and Perloff put it out on social media. Russ needs a new motto. Got a little X-rated with people saying things like keep hammering and more.
Forge ahead, stay hard. See what I mean?
Oh, gosh.
Feel the pipe? Okay.
What kind of mood were you in when you were writing these?
I didn't write these. These are all the fans.
I thought that was you for a second, but you were crowdsourcing.
Yeah, and I think we all know what won. Let's weld. It's happening.
Steelers
country. It's happening. Let's weld, Steelers country.
Let's weld. Okay, second, and we're doing our top five moments from the Maggie and Perloff Show this week. Man, did we learn a lot about Perloff this week. You really take center stage, pal. Early, when you were a younger man, maybe didn't have the health care and maturity that you have today, you saw some shady doctors, including one who had a homemade whirlpool.
Went to this physical therapist who was old school. He basically had a closet with a homemade, he had a homemade whirlpool. It was just a tub of water.
Everybody spun his hand.
He somehow
a big paddle.
He geared up a fan that he made at home. I'm not kidding.
And you stayed?
But I did 8 weeks of it.
Different guy.
8 weeks?
That was later.
8 weeks.
You made back 8 tons. We also found out Perloff got a rash from that whirlpool.
Yeah. Word scabies came up. I don't really know what that is. But that he healed my ankle. I'm probably going to go back to that guy. Anyone needs a recommendation.
He's been shut down by the health department.
You can't find him on the internet anymore, but I can get you his phone number. And he has a landline.
You come in there, the house has been condemned. Okay, number one on the list again. More of Perloff's calamities. Found out he has golfer's elbow, and a caller called in to tell us what that is.
Probably because you're gripping the golf club too hard, and you need to strengthen your rotator cuff.
Perloff doesn't golf. Great advice, though. How else do you get golf elbow?
You're gripping something too hard.
Keep in mind, this is a family show.
Perloff, for the love of God.
Hello.
Dave, in all seriousness, I know how it hurt. I specifically heard it on one play.
On one Debbie Does Dallas.
I didn't realize he said, "You don't golf?" That was a damning line by that guy.
There you go. Top five moments.
You can get tennis elbow without playing tennis. Can you?
I don't know. I don't know. We're not doctors.
I mean, he said you can. He said you're gripping something hard.
Yeah, too tightly. So that's on you. And to say you know exactly when you did it.
I did.
Also didn't help matter.
Actually, I think it's a way more serious injury. I think I need Tommy John surgery.
Okay, Garrett Cole.
Yeah.
Are you going to miss 2 months? You'll be back for a couple spot starts in July?
We've already figured it out. You're not missing any of the show for March Madness. We talked about this before. And now you're trying to do this elbow thing and say, oh, maybe I can get some time off, watch March Madness. No.
That was Maggie's idea. She told me to get surgery on March Madness.
We're a morning show. We can figure this out.
I know, but the surgery I suggested, well, it's not, I don't know that, but I said, what is a popular surgery that men get around March Madness? Yeah. They call it vas madness.
Vas madness,
yeah,
yes.
Vasectomies.
Brilliant idea.
It goes up, like, it spikes like 400%.
The vasectomies. Except that actually no one goes into the office anymore, so everyone is at home pretending to work, watching TV.
Yeah, this one just involves a few more ice packs. So that's the point, is that you can sit home on your couch, you know, with an ice pack watching the NCAA tournament. I'm sure our next guest, Ian Eagle, is going to love to know that a lot of people in America are watching him after a fresh off of SF.
Yeah, I just, going ahead to next Thursday, it's 1:45 p.m. and my bracket is already toast. It's like, Purdue lost to who?
I remember
last year I was out of it so fast. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. All right. So you got a lot there. 855-212-4CBS. It is Maggie and Perloff. Ian Eagle is going to join us next. Of course, one of the most respected and talented voices play-by-play in our industry. He is at the top of his profession. He's calling the Final Four and the championship game this year. He's taken over for Jim Nance. We are pleased that he will join us next. Don't move. Maggie and Perloff, CBS Sports Radio. Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Perloff, how many times do I come in the morning, still dark out, and I say, man, Ian Eagle had a great call last night?
Almost every day.
That is the truth.
No, all the time. You're a huge fan.
And the man is good enough to join us now. Ian Eagle, one of the greatest to ever do it. CBS, Turner, Westwood One, Yes Network, and now taking over the Final Four and the national championship game, taking over for Jim Nance. Ian, thanks so much for the time. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, guys. Sorry, Perloff. You don't need to hear that anymore.
Oh, no, I love it.
It's getting annoying for you. I'm sorry. It's against the grain for you.
No, he loves it. We're all obsessed, Ian, with all of your calls. And, you know, it's funny because you've been doing the NCAA tournament for a long time. You're not a stranger to this. But obviously taking over the Final Four in the national championship game is a major honor. Have you been prepping differently this year? I mean, do we need to cue up a Rocky-style montage for how you've been training for this?
No, the prep has been exactly the same. It's the same feeling I have every year before the tournament, which is I know it's going to be an avalanche of information. I'm still excited about it. I should probably write myself a letter, seal it, then open the letter the day of the first round. And all the letter says is, it's going to be okay, man. it's obviously the mystery of it more than anything else. Anyone that does play-by-play, you try to get out in front. You try to prepare. You try to get ahead. And with this tournament, you just can't do it. You have no idea where you're going. You have no idea which teams you're going to get. You try to consume as much as you can. You watch as much as you can. But until you know the specific matchups, there's really not much that you can do. So once you accept that and know that it's really going to be a fire drill in many ways, then you get to that mental place where you've accepted the circumstances in front of you.
Is that more so now because of, are you commenting on the chaos of college basketball? They had Florida Atlantic in the Final Four. Was it easier 20 years ago when it seemed like Kentucky and Duke were there every year?
No, in many ways it was harder, Andrew, because you just didn't have the information available at your fingertips. So you were really banking on SIDs and media guides being mailed to you, just to know what the players look like and what their background was all about. You couldn't get that information unless it was provided to you.
Oh, okay.
Now, yeah, within seconds, you can find out what you need, and now it's just a matter of sitting back and taking it all in, and then parachuting in and being a quote-unquote expert for those first-round matchups. This has nothing to do with the Final Four, by the way, guys. This has everything to do with the games in front of you, which is that opening weekend. Final Four, yeah, that's going to be different in that there's some finality to it for me, succeeding Jim Nantz in this role. Jim did it for 33 years, synonymous with the event, and did such an incredible job of keeping the interest and passion for college basketball. The event continues to grow, and I think the fact what you just alluded to with smaller schools that have created chemistry and have senior-laden squads, they can go on a run. So the idea that you're just going to write in the big names into the Final Four, you can't do that anymore.
Ian Eagle is joining us. Of course, CBS Sports, Turner, Westwood One, the YES Network, just at the top of the craft. And, you know, Ian, like, you do a game, and it's one of those sayings, 10 out of 10, no notes. However, my co-host Andrew Perloff always has notes. And he did this to Kevin Kugler a couple years ago when we were at the Final Four. He tried to give Kevin a call. Like he it was Coach K in the Final Four for the last time. And Kevin's calling the game on Westwood, and he goes, you gave him a suggestion.
I actually don't.
It was Coach K, you're okay.
Yes.
And I thought Kevin was going to reach across the table and strangle Perloff. No, he's a nice guy. He would never do that. But not just because, hey, that might get implanted in his brain. I told Perloff, it's a terrible idea. Kevin can do his own lines. Nobody does it better than Ian Eagle, yet you have suggestions.
Yeah, I don't want these to get stuck in your head because they're that good. But can I give you a few suggestions based on which team might win?
And Ian, please be brutally honest with these.
No, I appreciate this. I feel like you're trying to help me. You're not trying
to help
me.
He's not. No, this is not going to help.
Okay, let's start with Purdue. Zach Edey. Yeah. Boiler, make them a trophy because they are the champions.
Yes. Yeah. So I would say that, you're saying?
Okay.
I thought he hung up.
Tennessee. Dalton, connect the dots. The Volunteers are champions. I use my 11-year-old daughter as an audience here.
This is a problem. We have an award-winning broadcaster on the phone. You can't give them Dalton connect the dots.
I don't like the Arizona Wildcats. I Caleb love the Arizona Wildcats.
Ian, fire this man.
Okay. While everyone is zigging, they're gonzagging their way all the way to the championship. Okay, Ian, you get the gist. If you need dad jokes for the Final Four, I'm your guy. That's all I'm saying.
The Gonzaga one, I think I may have already used.
Oh, you did?
In that case, we love it. Ian, really, we've talked to you about this before, and Ian Eagle's joining us. Of course, CBS Sports is going to be calling the Final Four in the national championship game. He's taking the torch from Jim Nantz in this right, and we're super excited for you. Your calls are so creative. We've asked you this before. You sat on Ja Morant doing Jawbreaker for like 6 months, you said, maybe more. Are you? And it was unleashed in the most brilliant time. You get the rosters. Do you start thinking, okay, this is an alliteration, this is something I can do, or do they come to you on the spot?
It's a combo, I would say. I'd say the marination period on some of these can be long, and it can be years upon years, because you got to feel good about actually doing it in the moment, making it fit the moment. And then other things, literally, you look down at your chart, and then you look up, and it hits you. Eureka, there's this epiphany that this could work. All of this is happening in milliseconds. So I think it's been a combo. In all seriousness, because a lot of it is obviously fun and trying to be lighthearted and bring some levity to the broadcast. But for me, it really got to a place where I just started trusting my instincts more than I had in my previous iterations of doing this. Early in the tournament, there was a specific player, the 2000 NCAA tournament. I had Seton Hall, if you might remember that run with Shaheen Holloway, and then he gets injured. They have Ty Shine step in as the point guard, and they pull off an upset in the second round, and they knock off Temple and Pepe Sanchez and that John Chaney coach team. Tommy Amaker was the coach of Seton Hall. And the final 3 minutes of the game, all I could think about was Ty Shine and one shining moment. It just made so much sense to me. And I'm waiting. If they pull off the upset, this could be it. And they did. And I didn't go with it. And to this day, I think back on that. I'm like, why didn't I do it? And part of me, you know, this is so many years ago now. You're talking about 24 years ago, literally. I think part of it was, what if people don't like it? Well, what if it gets criticized? And pretty much after that came, I think I said to myself, okay, don't do that anymore. If you feel strong about something, go with it. It's okay. And if it whiffs, that's okay too.
Yeah, that's not just good broadcasting advice. That's just good advice for life. Ian Eagle is here, you know, YOLO, no regrets, and just go with your gut instinct. And he's going to be calling the Final Four and the national championship game. You know, that's a call you regret. Ian, do you have your own, like, personal favorite of your calls, or one that you felt, maybe not a favorite, one you felt like really matched the moment? You're just, you know, you're happy that it turned out as well as it did.
I think recency bias comes into play in situations like this. There were others years ago that were obvious to me. The kid on North Carolina, Wilmington, Brent Blizzard, kept making shots against USC and Sacramento. And, you know, at some point when he's made a 6-3, a blizzard hits the Sacramento area is just too obvious. But I still waited. It wasn't like on the first three-pointer. You know, this past year, obviously the Travis Kelce thing was just hilarious to me in how it caught fire. I got a bunch of texts after the call with Kelce against the Jaguars, and I thought, oh, okay, a few people heard the Taylor Swift reference. I get to the airport, and we're waiting on our flight, and, you know, I'm one to look at entertainment during my downtime, and I go on TMZ, and the thing hits. And I'm looking around. I'm at the gate area. I was like, is anybody else seeing this? This is crossed over. And the fact that I've now made TMZ without getting arrested was a huge accomplishment in my mind. So I thought that one actually hit in ways that I never anticipated. I thought it was more of a throwaway line at the end of a touchdown, but obviously, we know too much now, and that's a real thing. That's a real relationship, and the fact that it was so early in its incarnation is pretty wild.
Yeah, you were the first one there, the bad blood reference, right?
Yeah.
And you were the first one there, and honestly, Ian, you making TMZ without getting arrested, if there were odds, DraftKings really would have taken a bath on that one.
Ian, have you talked to Jim Nance recently about what it means to call the Final Four? I mean, obviously, I've read many times how much respect you have for him. Jim is someone I gotten to know a little bit over the years. Just can't help but love. Pretty big shoes, but I think you'll do great. Does Jim have any advice for you?
I saw him at the Super Bowl. We didn't talk specifically about the Final Four. He's just always been there for me and someone that believed in me when I got the job back in 1998. Jim and Mike Francesa are very close. They go back to their CBS days together. And obviously, I worked with Mike at WFAN Radio and worked with him very closely and developed a close friendship. So there's that connection there that we've always had. It's not something that I think that we're going to have long conversations about. He knows the respect that I have for him, for the job that he's done. And he's a legendary figure in this industry. As far as me now stepping into the role, the one thing I just keep reminding myself, guys, is I can't be anybody else. I've just got to do it the way that I've been doing it. I've literally done thousands of basketball games, so you can't say that he won't be prepared for the moment. I've called so many of these events and so many of these games within the NCAA tournament. It's not like I'm jumping into something that is completely foreign to me. It's just that it's the extra weekend, which happens to be the biggest weekend in the sport, but it'll be the same mentality that I have, and I'll do it the way that I've been doing it. To get to this place and then try to change or adjust or alter would be completely irrational and make no sense.
Yeah, to me, Ian, I mean, and you are a voice of a sports generation just like Nance, and to a lot of people, you know, your calls is just as memorable, and you are one of the people who is at the top of the profession. Moving away from the Final Four for a second, just quick one for you, we'll let you go. We know this is a busy time of year. How many intensive boot camps, training, film study would it take for Bill Belichick to become a great television analyst? Because I know he's done some TV, but don't put this guy in a studio if he does television. You got to put him in a booth just like Brady. But how hard would it be to turn Bill Belichick into a good color analyst?
I don't think it would be that hard. His knowledge level is obviously beyond the norm. He's about as deep a thinker as I've been around when I do these production meetings. If you get into a topic with him, he could go for 20 minutes. If it's something that's interesting to him, something that he likes, something that he has a historic connection to. So the idea, I know the perception is, oh, he just wouldn't talk enough. He wouldn't know when to come in. And what, no, he would know all of those things and then some. The issue is really what he wants to do down the road. And I think he still wants to coach. So I think my sense would be if he does something connected to the industry, which it sounds like he's going to do, it would be on his terms and it would be tailored for the things he wants to talk about in a given week and not necessarily stepping into a studio setting where, you know, you've got to squeeze in your comments in an 11-second window to make sure that you get to the next sponsored element. I don't think that's what he's looking to do, and I'm not even sure that the networks are necessarily looking for him to do that. It's going to be something very specialized and something that really fits his approach and his philosophy on football, because if you do it right, you're going to get gold from the man.
A lot of people say he's sneaky funny. I've heard coaches and players say that. Is that true?
He is. Yes, very much so. He's got a sarcastic side. He likes the back and forth. He's got a great laugh. I know that might be a shocker to everybody. He likes to laugh, and if something is funny, he'll respond to it. So there's a lot to him that people don't know, because I think he got to a place where he limited that part of his personality because he just wanted to focus on the football and do it his way. And when you start winning, you can start to call the shots, and he won a whole lot. So he called a whole lot of shots.
Well, just remember, if Gonzaga cuts down the nets, you can just repurpose your call, Ian, that Perloff subconsciously stole from you and then try to sell back to you. Good zigzagging all the way. Is that what it was?
No, don't connect the dots is gold. Ian, you have to.
Look, just as an example, that I'm not above any of this, when West Virginia played Wake Forest in the second round, it ended up being Chris Paul's last game as a collegiate player. West Virginia pulls off the upset. Wake Forest was seeded number 2. They win in double overtime in Cleveland. I believe it was 05. And my final call as they got a shot of John Beilein, the head coach at West Virginia, is that the Mountaineers are making a beilein into the Sweet 16. None of this is beneath me by any stretch.
Listen, sometimes you got to take the layup. No pun intended, you know?
Perloff's daughter wasn't even in the world at that point. She would have liked the line.
Honestly, it's great. Yeah. We're such big fans. I mean, my personal fave, Tyler Bass splits the uprights and the iron goes, that's some terrific bass. It was amazing. You never cease to amaze us, and it's super entertaining. Thanks so much for doing this again. We know it's busy, and have a great tournament.
I hope Lorraine Newman is listening. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Ian Eagle.
Oh, boy.
CBS Sports, Turner, Westwood One, the Yes Network doing Nets games. Ian is, again, he's the voice, right, of a generation of
Absolutely.
Sports.
Absolutely, yeah. He's the best. I did hold a couple back. Can I give him now?
Oh, boy. Are we sure he's gone?
Are we sure he's off?
Okay. He's gone.
All right. Okay. I don't want him to.
You know, Iowa State's top 10. Hide in the basement. The Cyclones are coming. I don't even know. Do you go in a basement when a Cyclone's coming? I assume so. This is an intellectual one. Hurley Burley. Not only is it an award-winning play by David Rabb, it's a way to describe the coach of the repeat champion UConn Huskies.
Rolls
Anybody?
Off the tongue.
Hurley Burley?
Yeah.
So succinct.
I'm so stuck on going in the basement during a Cyclone.
Oh, you want me to just go with UConn do it? I mean, that's ridiculous.
Oh, no.
There we go. Now we're talking.
And I didn't give him Houston. We don't have a problem. We have a championship. Yes.
The problem with that one is Noah had that line kind of like that in the playoff game.
Everybody's had it. We don't have a problem. I'm not sure I've heard that because it's so dumb. Did a real announcer actually say that?
I think he said no problem here or something like that. He had some variation of Houston, we have a problem, as they were kicking the Browns' butt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Boiler make them a trophy. No.
That one was, I was like, that was the leadoff one, too.
Yeah. That was my strongest.
It's coming in hot. I was like, what?
Coming to cold.
Also, think about it. It's like making the trophy. It's like you win the trophy.
Well, you got to make it, right? At some point. I don't know.
So we're talking about some factory in China somewhere.
Well, like the Stanley Cup. Trophies. Don't they etch the names on there? I don't know. I think Dalton connect the dots. That one has legs. That is going to be uttered by somebody at some point this month. Tennessee Star.
You.
No. Just
say it again. Trying to convince us that's good.
That's not so bad,
I
bogus.
Like that one.
That means, by the way, just made my weekend.
What did you say?
Dalton connect the dots is a good one.
You can Dalton.
That plays.
I think it's connects obviously something else, not the dots.
The dots to what?
The dots, yeah, to what?
Oh well, because they're all logical, all of these lines?
Well, if NBA's
you
might
give
have
me the Iron Eagle. I'm giving them a high bar.
I'll give you a good one. If they ever have a 4-point shot in the NBA, Dalton connect's going to be a high draft pick. Connect four. Boom.
Oh, gosh.
These are winners. I would stop mentioning the other ones, especially the Hurley Burley one. Stick on Dalton connect. He's your muse.
The Hurley Burley one wasn't a winner. It took 50 seconds for him to get it out.
That's like an ode.
That's why I didn't say that to Ian. I would just do UConn do it. Awful.
That also just makes you sound like you're forgetting how to speak the English language.
Right.
Hurley Burley. Not only is it an award-winning play by David Robb, it's a way to describe the coach of the repeat champion.
You're already in commercial break.
UConn Huskies.
Oh, we know.
The confetti's already down. It's gone. They're on the bus.
I don't like the Arizona Wildcats. I, Caleb, love the Arizona Wildcats. See, Bogus is there this first time around.
You guys are both dads. Dad
humor. Dad's man, Santonio. He's the only one amused by all this.
You sold that one really well.
Bogus wearing a Lucky Charms shirt. He'll laugh at anything today. Four Guinnesses in. I'm just kidding. No, you would never do that.
Not Guinness.
By the way, we did top five last segment, top five moments of the week. How come we didn't put when we figured out what a Boilermaker was? That it's actually somebody who makes a boiler. This is all going to be a big deal this March. You guys got to get your mind into the tournament.
Well, I thought it was that we didn't know what the logo looked like.
Yeah, we still don't.
We still don't. I still think it looks like a train.
It's a train.
It's definitely a train, right?
100%
But why?
Because like, that I don't know.
I think the train runs on steam from the boiler that they made at Purdue.
That's also Bogus's final call.
They made those at Purdue? Is that why?
Not all of them. They don't have a monopoly on trains.
Why were they at a higher university of learning making boilers for trains?
Chucky questions.
Every boiler in America is made at Purdue.
Hide in the basement. The Cyclones are coming. I don't know. Do you need some help with your Fordham basketball calls? Because I can write some
thanks
lines.
For ringing up. They don't have any more games left, you jerk.
He was waiting. Yeah, he was waiting until the season ended. He could ask you this
definitely
anytime.
Posted a social media post about how the season's over now.
Yeah, thank you for listening.
Yeah. So you still need help?
Yeah.
We took over in October, right?
Fordham did advance. You mean scoring 47 points a game? Oh, come on!
Look how mean Roloff is.
Ouch!
Yeah. Welcome aboard. It's not new.
It's like Bogus is out there calling the plays. He didn't do horns down or whatever.
I don't understand. Perloff wants me to disown the Jets because some loser came over as a quarterback and wants to be a vice president. And now somehow that's my fault and that's my burden.
Loser.
And then he wants Bogus to disown his own alma mater.
Disowning the Jets because of Aaron Rodgers is not a bad idea. A lot of the ideas I've had for the show.
How about you, Perloff? We're not going to just jump off the bandwagon.
You got to admit. It has to be kind of getting into your head a little bit. I mean, the more we hear about Aaron Rodgers.
I think he wants to disown Aaron Rodgers, not the Jets. He wants Aaron Rodgers to disown the Jets.
Telling you to disown the Jets is the best piece of advice I can give a young person on earth right now. That is, of all the things I've said today, this week, that one is fine. Honestly, that actually makes sense.
You're like doing Teach for America. Mentoring today's youth.
You know how Rex Chapman was on the show and had advice for young people to seek help? EJ is a Jets fan. It's time to seek help.
This is your intervention.
Thank you.
Bogus's headlines.
Yeah, I'll be quick, and let's go right back to Perloff. I believe I heard him say before he wants to bet on NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year, clearly not learning his Wemby lesson, as our friend Victor remains on target to be NBA Rookie of the Year and then have a nerdy, limping radio host on his front lawn. He is also under consideration for Defensive Player of the Year. Rudy Gobert is likely to win it, but maybe for the...
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Last time.
C'est sûr que c'est sûr que ça m'intéresse. C'est quelque chose que je veux gagner dans le futur.
Right.
Et mais bon, je sais que Rudy a de très grosses chances de le gagner cette année, et ce serait mérité. Et qu'il le gagne maintenant, parce qu'après, c'est plus son tour.
Fingers crossed that Google Translate's correct. That's Wemby saying yesterday, I know that Rudy has a very good chance of winning it this year, and it would be deserved. Let him win it now, because after that, it's no longer his turn.
Wow, you've never played a French highlight.
That was the first time. Hopefully it worked.
Man, that was kind of putting it out there. I like Wemby. Yeah. He's not afraid to just say it.
That's also his guy, though. Does that take a little sting out of it? Like, no. Rudy Gobert is like his mentor almost.
Do you remember when the pre-draft process, when he said if Scoot Henderson wasn't born, or if I wasn't born, maybe Scoot Henderson could be the number one overall pick? I was like, hot damn.
Yeah.
Why does Rudy Gobert always get Defensive Player of the Year when you can kill him and pick and roll and they even have to take him off the court?
Well, yeah,
don't understand.
Hall of Famer who agrees with everything you just said.
Yeah, it's weird. And Wemby might have the same problem.
Isaiah?
No, Shaq.
Yeah.
On the podcast.
It's a weird one. Yeah, and Wemby's same problem. Like, can he cover somebody on the perimeter? Probably. He's so damn fast. I hate that guy.
He's also 9 years old. Like, Gobert's a finished product.
I read a story the other day. Wemby has defied the rookie wall. I'm like, great.
Make sure to write that in your apology letter.
I think about that when you're somewhere near Knoxville driving through on your way to San Antonio.
Chet Holmgren doesn't even really have the rookie wall. He's a second-year player, and he's just getting farther and farther.
It'd be funny if you did, when you have to drive to San Antonio eventually, because you will lose the bet that Wemby will win Rookie of the Year, you have to go to San Antonio and apologize to him. You should do like Rosetta Stone and learn French on the way.
Oh, I took 1 year of high school French. Je suis désolé, Victor Wembanyama. I don't know what
did
the end of that,
that
actual,
bad accent.
I don't know. That sort of got British there by the end. Or I don't know
Dutch,
what that
Maggie?
Was. It really was not French.
Apologies to our French audience.
The only thing maybe you have left to stop Wemby is the Rick Pitino plan, or excuse me, is that his name? It is, the St. John's head coach.
He coaches basketball.
Yeah, he's facing UConn today. Was asked yesterday, how do you beat these second-ranked Huskies?
We got to have about 6 of their players get COVID.
Can we make COVID jokes now?
Is that he said safe? That?
Yeah, he did.
And Pitino's just old and doesn't give a you-know-what.
Right.
He called out his players, said they had no lateral movement.
Now, that worked. Because I think they only lost once since then.
I know, and I kind of hate that it did, because now it's like an ends justify the means. So now he can just say the meanest stuff ever to his players, call them out, and everyone's like, he's a genius. It's like, I don't know, man.
He is like a very confounding figure, because he says ridiculous things like that. But then I'm watching him do the post game with Jim Calhoun, and Calhoun's giving them very, very insider basketball questions, and he's giving genius-like answers. I'm like, how old is this guy? Like, he's such a great basketball mind, but then
can't have it all.
COVID joke for a semifinal game.
5:30 Eastern, MSG, St. John's, UConn. See who's healthy enough to play.
Get your tickets.
Yeah.
You heading over there?
No.
I was there last
week.
That's
too many Guinnesses by then.
You crawling over there? You might end
Headed
up
to the
there.
Bar.
Like, where am I?
Yeah, I might be by accident.
I meant to hit the train, and all of a sudden I'm watching UConn.
Down the block at Stout.
Yeah. Maybe I can ref that game.
Just in that shirt.
You go to the Garden and be like, hey, you know my friend Andrew Perloff? He was sitting courtside. Hey, let me just, can I just come in?
Perloff, give me
yeah,
a seat.
Do not say my name.
No. I know Dr. Rock Positano. Yeah. Come on.
Like, yes. I am Dr. Rock Positano.
Coming in a white lab.
I can see
coming
myself.
In a white lab coat.
Like a stethoscope. Just came from the office.
EJ, you better not laugh or you're not getting more invites.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's a silence, EJ.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bogus.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Coming up. Oh, we've got to do this. The scam story that I have not gotten to. Can we get to this? There's a new scam out there that people are doing, and it is diabolical. You've got to be on the lookout for this. I know this is a sports show, but we've got to do a public service announcement. We'll do that next. Maggie and Perloff, CBS Sports Radio. Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Morning, CBS Sports Radio. And not only do we do sports around here and have a couple chuckles, I feel like now I've gotten very obsessed with scams. Online scams, in-person scams, because mm-hmm. I feel like I'm having to fend off these scams at all times, Perloff. This is just like living in America now. It just feels like you're being inundated with phishing scams, and they're always trying to get your bank accounts and all that stuff.
I relate so much, and I feel like I'm not up to the task. I feel like I'm going to get got soon.
Oh, me too. It's just like a matter of time. It's not going to be if, it's going to be when. I hope that it's not something totally egregious where I like wipe out my family's entire nest egg because I think the CIA is at the door or something. Whatever. So here's a new one. Saw this one from NBC News, and it was happening in the Atlanta area, suburb of Atlanta, a very popular place to go out. Men were reporting, mm-hmm. and this is like 10 to 12 men reported that they felt like they were drugged, like given something in their drink mm-hmm. that made them like woozy or not be able to remember, and that someone took their phone while they were compromised and used their face, their own face on their own phone as facial recognition mm-hmm. to get into their phone, you know, like unlock your iPhone, and get into your banking apps and your other apps, because they all, some of them need just your face, and drain their bank accounts.
Mm.
Now, as if that wasn't bad enough, then these alleged perpetrators, they think, were targeting multiple people on the same night and then switching those people's phones and bank cards to throw it off the scent. So if you woke up and you're like, my bank account's done, you would immediately call everyone and you would cancel everything. They were waking up confused. Why do I have a different phone? Why is my bank? Why do I have different people's bank cards? Like, this confusion kind of stopped them a little in their tracks and made it one extra layer of an obstacle. This is crazy.
That is
crazy. People should go to jail for a long, long time if they're doing something like that.
Yeah, I have heard stories using the facial recognition of a person you just killed to drain their accounts. That's even worse, probably.
Well, yeah, you've already got major problems on your hands.
Yeah. Well, actually, you don't because you're dead. But no, this
I
is
meant for the person who did it.
This is crazy. Luckily, I have very little money in my bank account, so maybe they could pay some of my bills when they get in there. But I've heard. My phone, I feel like to get into anything now, I have to do double authentication. Do you guys have that? So if I sign into my email here, I have to have my phone with me. So there are layers. Is that enough?
I just don't. Yes, probably, but I don't think so. This is the other part. Yeah. And I think a lot of people in America or listening to the sound of my voice can agree with this. Why does every place need all my information? I took my kid to a trampoline park the other day. Why do you need my address? Why do you need my phone number? And why can I not sign this waiver for my kid to go jump on this thing without me agreeing to all these terms?
Well, that's a trampoline park. That is like a Civil War documentary. 15 minutes in, every kid there is on the ground. You have a 70% chance of breaking a limb. That one I understand, Maggie.
I know, but just because my kid wants to go there and jump, I don't have to sign a waiver that promises I'll receive promotional material from now until the apocalypse comes.
That's one thing, but can you go to a place where you aren't guaranteed to break a limb, like the trampoline place? I get it.
Like, and who's gonna get hacked? Probably Sky Zone.
I gave my social security number out the other day, and I'm
the Whirlpool guy.
Yeah, I mean, this guy was
on the corner.
This was he was a prince, to be fair.
He was promising you the keys to the kingdom.
No, I got a letter from a bank saying, "Thank you for changing your email." So I called the bank. I'm like, what, did you change the email? They're like, give me your social security number. I'm like, is this really the bank? I thought I was being scammed.
And the bank was called Scams R Us.
Yes.
They have a branch right here down the road.
The bank said, yes, we're the real bank.
Now, next question, can I borrow some money to get home on the subway?
And now we're going to need to farm out some social security numbers somehow. Thank you, EJ Stewart, and to Pete Pilotti, and to Andrew Bogish, and to Andrew Kaplan, and to Rex Chapman, and to Ian Eagle and the Weedos.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.